This is KUNC. It was a moment that singer Mandy Harvey would never forget.
Mandy, I don't think you're going to need a translator for this.
Harvey, who lost her hearing completely 10 years ago, was on the stage of the show America's Got Talent as gold confetti rained down on her. The usually critical judge, Simon Cowell, had just hit the coveted golden buzzer.
I never think I'm going to be surprised or amazed by people, and then you turn up. And with, I mean, just the fact that you are you, but it was your voice, your tone. The song was beautiful. Congratulations, you were straight through to the live shows.
Ever since, her star has been rising. Tonight, the Colorado native is an ambassador for the Fort Collins-based No Barriers, a nonprofit that encourages those with disabilities to tackle adversity. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has reported on the singer for several years and caught up with her in Los Angeles. They spoke through a phone translator app.
So what made you decide to do America's Got Talent? When did that happen?
It's actually kind of a weird thing for me because I'm very much an introverted person. So deciding to do America's Got Talent was a lot to do with No Barriers and a lot of my friends and family. When the opportunity came up to audition, they're like, well, what's the worst that can happen? You know, I want to make people smile. I want to push people in a way. And so this is a really big platform and a really big audience that I can do that for all at the same time.
And I wondered if there was any concern for you with this show that people would focus on your disability rather than your talent.
Oh, there was a lot of concern. I don't want to be seen as a sob story or to be pitied at all. And so it was really important for me that the judges didn't know my story or my life when I first walked out on that stage. I wanted them to hear the song that I wrote, and if they liked it, they liked it. If they didn't like it, I was not going to be upset about it. You know, I wanted them to listen to what I had to say, and that was why getting a golden buzzer from Simon meant a lot to me, because he hears so many different kinds of stories. He's heard so many different kinds of voices, and he doesn't have to, you know, say nice things. He's proven time and time again, if he doesn't really feel called to say something nice, he won't. And so for him to not talk about my life and my story, but to analyze my tone and my pitch and the song itself meant a lot, because he was listening to me as an artist, as a musician.
And last time we talked a little bit about that you had stage fright quite a bit. When you started out performing, did you have that with the AGT audition at all?
I always get a little bit nervous, but I kind of go into this realm of numb where I don't really allow myself to feel really excited or scared or anything, which made it a little difficult because they're filming you at all times. And so they keep asking you, like, how excited are you to be stepping out on that stage in front of all those people? And I'm like, I'm numb. I am perfectly numb and happily numb. They're like, well, are you excited at all? And I was like, I will be when I'm done. But until then, I'm just walking out onto a regular old standard stage in front of just another group of people. And I'm singing another song, you know, and pouring my heart into it. And what happens will happen. I don't have control over that. I only have control over myself.
You've got Tuesday coming up, which is the semifinals. How are you preparing for that? And what's kind of your feeling on that? Did you think you would make it this far?
Well, you know, when we walked out on that stage, I say we because, you know, my dad, my whole family was behind me, you know, in many ways. When we made that decision to walk out on that stage, we never talked about winning the golden buzzer. We never talked about winning the show. We were just taking it one step at a time. And so I didn't necessarily think that I would be in the semifinals of America's Got Talent, but at the same time, I'm here. And so it seems kind of normal in a weird sort of way. I'm really excited. I'm performing another original song that's non-released, and instead of playing the ukulele, I'm going to be signing while I sing, which is the first time that they've ever had anybody on that stage sign a song. So that's pretty great. In my mind, it's just another tiny little barrier that I got to be a part of getting crushed.
You can catch singer Mandy Harvey competing on America's Got Talent's live semifinal show at 7 p.m. Tuesday night on NBC. For KONC, I'm Stacey Nick.